I was working in Tokyo, and then I think end of February last year, I lost my job because of the sort of financial crisis. And so I came to Hong Kong maybe early March. I think one of the main reasons was to look for work here. And I guess the first time I came there was mid-March, and I hadn't really sort of come to church at all since I left boarding school in England when I was 18. It's sort of a Church of England school and sort of very different type of worship. So I sort of came here, and I was sort of quite shocked at first. What on earth is going on? People were laughing and then suddenly crying. And I turned to the person next to me, "Why are you crying? What's wrong?" He said, "No, I'm really happy." I said, "Okay, that's how it is. Okay." And then that time, I think a certain gentleman gave a testimony, and it was really, I didn't even know what a testimony was. I thought, wow, what's a testimony all about? And then he sort of explained about how he had a profound experience of God. I think one at night, sort of when he was lying in bed or something, I thought, wow, I wish I had that sort of experience. And then sort of here I am now, almost a year later, giving my own testimony. Not quite so amazing or anything, but as Pastor Sam said, we thought it might encourage people. So I came here basically looking for work, but it proved really difficult because the type of sort of finance law I did just disappeared in the financial crisis. So I was sort of applying for jobs, and it was hard. And then, but four or five times after about two or three months, like for each job, I got to the last two. But it was always the case where they said, you know, you don't have the experience, and the other person has the experience, and we want the person to hit the ground running. And I was so fed up with that phrase, hit the ground running. I thought, oh my God, I can hit it jogging. Maybe I can, you know, speed up after. But they didn't like that. So I was quite depressed at times, but then coming to church on Sundays and hearing Pastor Sam's sermons, and then house church, and then getting into EMP from maybe October, sort of it cheered me up and things, and sort of kept me going. But then it really got to, I guess, December, and then I went home for Christmas to England, and then early January. So it was almost the anniversary of not having a job, and I think psychologically it was quite hard. So I think when you had early morning prayer for the first time in the fast, I sort of tried to time and get down on my hands and knees and sort of pray, you know, Lord, my tenancy agreement's expiring at the end of January. My money's running low. Can you just tell me, you know, what you want me to do, whether to stay in Hong Kong, go back to England, maybe try my luck in Tokyo? And, you know, do you want me still to keep in law? And, I know the process normally takes 2 to 3 months, but if you just give me an idea. And yeah, I heard at the same time, I think Pastor Sam prayed for people who were out of work then, which was nice to hear. So I came back to England, not to England, to Hong Kong. And just the atmosphere was electric. Was I guess maybe 3 or 4 days I'd missed of early morning prayer in the fast. And wow, just really felt the Spirit, you know, in worship and in prayers and everything. It was just amazing. And then literally, I think 2 days later, I got a call from a recommendation in Tokyo saying, yeah, these three partners who head the office in Tokyo really want you to come over. I think it was on a Wednesday, and they said, can you come for the interview on Friday? I thought, yeah, that'd be great. So I went over, had the interview, and about an hour and a half. But basically, I'm really into kendo. I think you call it komdo in Korean. And the head of the office there was really into karate. So we just literally talked about martial arts and things for about an hour and a half. It was great. And at the end, the three partners said, hey, we really like you, Anthony. Hopefully we'll get back to you really soon with good news. So I left the office in Tokyo near the Imperial Palace, and in my new sort of seat, which I had tailor-made in Hong Kong, because now the seats had all got fusty in the humid Hong Kong air, so I felt like skipping down the street and everything, but thought it wouldn't look too dignified. So I came back really happy, and the agent said, yeah, they really liked you, Anthony. They just told me, and hopefully you'll hear good news early next week. So over the weekend, I thought, maybe Monday, Tuesday, but nothing happened, and then Wednesday, nothing. So Thursday, I emailed the recruitment agent, and he normally gets me really quickly, but he didn't get back till Friday, and he said, I'm sorry, Anthony, you know, you don't know anything about this era of finance law, and although the three partners want you, the head of Asia didn't sign off. So I thought, again, it was, yeah, they wanted someone to hit the ground running, so I thought, oh my God. Yeah, so I was really depressed, and then Saturday morning, I think the fast was breaking, the 21-day fast. Mine was sort of starting. I started mine a bit later, but normally I can sit and pray and meditate for ages. But it was just terrible. All this sort of, I think, you know, warfare going on inside me and everything, and I just couldn't sit still. And I left early, which was probably the first time. And one of the things I've been fasting was coffee. And I just went to a coffee shop and ordered the strongest coffee, and I started drinking. And just the moment I started, it didn't taste good at all. And you know, you shouldn't be doing something, but you just do it anyway. And I felt like sometimes, even though you're an adult, you feel like a little child, and you just want to, I don't know, kick something, and you just can't help it. And the whole day I was like that. But then in the evening, it was the river. And I'd been looking forward to it, and I thought, oh, should I go or not? And how can I worship God now? And I felt really guilty. But then I sort of went anyway. And I think it was just passing it on his own for 2 hours, like a marathon of singing. And it just really, really moved me. And I realized that the way I'd been fasting was wrong, because I think I'd just been fasting for myself. Because if I'd been fasting for other people, there's no way I would have finished my fast early. So I felt very convicted, and I realized, I think, like, I like running, and I'd done the London Marathon 3 times, and the first 2 times I did it for charity. And even though I think my joints and everything gave up after about 15 miles, I still kept going, even though it was very painful. But the third time I did it just for myself, no charity, and the same thing happened, and I couldn't keep going at all. So just, reinforced that, you know, if you do things for a pure, good purpose, then I think you're given so much more strength and power. I think some phrase I heard, like, sort of all the angels, you know, conspire to help you, whereas if you do things for yourself, then you don't get that extra power. So I felt convicted. As soon as I was just sitting there and said sorry to God while Pastor Nate was singing, and I just felt this sort of peace flood over me, this not really words, but saying, Anthony, don't worry, everything will be all right, don't worry. And then I went on the bus leaving the church that night. I felt like skipping along the street, and but I didn't. But I got on the bus, and I just flipped open the book, the Bible it's called, I guess, and not the book, and the first phrase, I think, was Mark said, "Have faith in God," and I just wow, just, you know, some words just strike you, and then I read that, you know, you should have faith when you pray, and you can move mountains into the sea, and if you pray, you should really believe, and then what you believe will be done for you. And I felt convicted again, because when I prayed, often I said, not my will, but thy will be done. But I said it not because I didn't want my will to be done, but I just didn't have enough faith in case what I prayed for didn't happen. So I felt, you know, then where would my faith be? I'd feel, you know, wasn't a good Christian, no faith. So when I got home, I really prayed for 4 things, just with all faith, I guess, like a little child, really believing it would happen. And I just turned on my computer, and there was an email from my recruitment agent, which he never works during the weekend normally. And he said the 3 partners had contacted him and said that, you know, although Tokyo hadn't signed, the head of Asia hadn't signed off, they were still going to keep fighting for me. And I felt like God was fighting for me. I felt like he was saying, you know, let me show you what I can do for you, Anthony. You know, impossible is nothing. So it just really moved me. But then I didn't hear anything for a few days. And Wednesday, the agent contacted me again, and he said, you know, the head of Asia hasn't signed off, but the 3 partners are still fighting for you, and they're going to submit a business case for you. So we'll see what happens with that. And apparently they submitted it on Friday morning, and then the head of Asia suddenly signed off. So I don't know what they put in the business case, but it worked. So I just couldn't believe it. And then I think the following Monday, London signed off on it too, which is the head office. And so before, you know, things had taken 2 to 3 months, and suddenly in 2.5 weeks, despite the bumps along the way, it had all been resolved. So I just couldn't believe it. I think, you know, Pastor Sam once said to me one morning at EMP, I think when I probably looked a bit depressed, you know, just let God do what he does, and you know, he can do so much more for you than you pray for or imagine. And this really was the case. So yeah, I was really moved. I got the first draft of the offer letter. It said, "Dear Adrian," and my name's Anthony. So I thought, oh my God, have they been fighting for the wrong person all these times? So I'm a bit scared when I start in a week's time, if they see my ugly face go through the door, I thought, who's he? So that's a bit worrying still, but no. I did learn lots of things. I guess the most being, I think, trust and faith and endurance. You know, I think I read in the New Testament that, you know, just as, you know, gold is tested by fire, I think, you know, your faith is, you know, is tested too as well. And GIC, my favorite phrase was, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And I think maybe I wasn't trusting God totally And in my, you know, in my prayers, I wasn't, you know, going 100%. I wasn't, you know, sticking my neck out. They were just sort of safe prayers. So I felt, you know, I should trust him more. And also with hope, you know, I feel that now, even in hard times, you know, if you know you've got God on your side, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. You know, he has faith and trust in us, even though we probably, you know, let him down so many times. So, you know, we should be able to put our faith and trust and our hope in him, because he always comes through for us. And also, I think, taught me about love, just, you know, the pure, unconditional, selfless love of God, and also of people, you know, like pastors here and the members of the congregation. He would always say, you know, they're praying for me, and, you know, some would send me job adverts and things when I didn't ask for it, and, you know, just doing things for me, and I wasn't doing anything back for them. So taught me about love too. But then I think, yeah, the best thing was faith. And I think Pastor Nate talked a few days ago about EMP. Each morning now he puts on the armor of God, the helmet of salvation. And the thing that struck me most was, you know, the shield of faith. So I think now, you know, when trials and tribulations come our way, we should, you know, take up our shield of faith and endure. And just, you know, endure until God provides a way out, which I think he surely will. You know, I really have faith in that now. And, you know, I think, you know, we should build our shield of faith so that not just it protects ourselves, but, you know, it can protect our loved ones, our families, our congregation here, and then build it so big that it even protects people, you know, we don't know, we haven't yet met. And I think that it's a bit scary, but I think the bigger our shield of faith gets, maybe the bigger the struggles, the tribulations you'll put our way, because I think God will trust us more, and he'll have more confidence in us. And I think if we approach these struggles with the right attitude, then we can come closer to God and be more intimate with him. So I think even if big struggles come our way, we can be confident that, you know, we have God on our side. And lastly, you know, this year it's been tough, but it's been the biggest I guess journey, adventure of my life. And the amazing thing, it's all like taken in place inside me, really. I haven't really had to go anywhere. And I just you know, want to thank everyone, because without all your help and support, I think there's no way I've, you know, could have got through it. I'd probably be a bit bitter and angry, and now I'm very joyous and happy. So thank you very much. Thank you.